On Sunday, bushwalkers and local Greens MPs trekked across a section of the Great North Walk in Sydney's northwest that's been shut down to allow a shooting range to operate. Last year, a New South Wales Police safety audit of the rifle range in nearby Hornsby found the Benowie track was within the range's so-called range danger area, making it unsafe. Their solution? Close the track. About 40 bushwalkers joined New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge in calling for the track to be reopened. Mr Shoebridge says the range danger area is encroaching illegally into public land. Lara Corrigan joined the walkers.
The walk begins at the end of Rosemead Road, just 2 kilometres from Hornsby Station. We follow a wide fire trail through pale-coloured gum trees. The path narrows as we head through a turpentine forest of skinny dark brown trees, low-lying green ferns and boulders.
I love bushwalking. I did this walk a little while back. Think it's worthwhile to preserve it.
The turpentine forest clears to thick shrub and low canopies. We pass a big red angophora tree melting down the side of a sandstone boulder as we climb down the ridge to a creek's edge.
This is my backyard and I don't want to see it closed off to a vested interest.
Concrete stepping stones take us across the water to a narrow sandy bank where we have to duck under branches.
I don't think they realise just what an amazing resource and attraction it is for everybody around the world to come back to such old and natural, beautiful space. There's so little of it in the rest of the world, it's just to be treasured here.
Up another ridge, we push through scratchy ferns until we reach a sign that reads, "Rifle Range, no through track," signalling an alternate route through the streets of Hornsby. We enter the danger area. We go down and across another creek where a neglected wooden bridge is missing its first two planks. We pass sawn-off signposts which used to mark the Great North Walk. I can hear gunshots, but Greens MP David Shoebridge assures me we're safe. He says the template the police used to work out the range danger area buffer shouldn't apply to this area.
Well, we're having this interview now actually in the so-called danger area. You can tell that it's very safe. You can see the ridgeline up here. It would be a good 60 or 70 metres above us. And there's also large earthen berms at the end of the rifle ranges, which actually means that it's next to impossible for us to be at danger from a bullet.
All rifle rangers are required by law to lease enough land to incorporate their range danger area. Shoebridge says the Hornsby Rifle Range danger area is actually outside their leased land. But he also says some areas within the danger area, such as the Benowie track we're walking along, are actually safe because of their particular landscape.
But of course, the police have a sort of one-size-fits-all template that they put over a rifle range, which is blind to topography. There was a similar conflict further up on the Great North Walk, somewhere around the Central Coast, in the area of sort of Peat's Ridge, where there is another rifle range, which came into conflict with the Great North Walk, but it had similar topographic features. The walk was well below where the rifle range was, and common sense eventually prevailed, and the walk remained open, and the rifle range can continue to operate. We say we need a solid dose of common sense here as well. The rifle range is creating the problem, and if necessary, they need to invest to fix that practice. And the topography shows that with some obviously pretty straightforward amendments to the operation of the rifle range, this walk can remain open because it is patently safe.
But the president of the rifle range's managing body, Brian Kirkman, says the range danger area is on their lease, none of which is located on the Barara Valley National Park. David Shoebridge obtained documents from Hornsby Council and the New South Wales Police Firearms Registry dated July 2015, which show a range inspector's assessment that the range danger area exceeds the land lease to the rifle range and does encroach into the national park. On the basis of the assessment, the rifle range realigned one of their pistol ranges, but Kirkman says the range inspector's assessment wasn't a qualified assessment. Local member Matt Keane says the range has been in operation since 1898 and the Benowie track was installed 80 years later through the rifle range's land, which is Crown land leased from the Department of Primary Industries, not National Park. He says he regrettably doesn't see a way the Benowie track can stay open.
I would like to think that we might be able to mitigate that risk and put some measures in place. But what the experts tell me is that's not the ideal solution. And that's why I'm fighting to see the walk diverted around the western edge of the range danger area so that walkers can continue to enjoy walking in the pristine bushland of the Hornsby Shire.
Local member Matt Keane, together with Matt McClellan from wildwalks.com and author of Great North Walk, are proposing an alternate route to the west of the range danger area. Mr. McClellan says the Western Bypass will involve the installment of two new walking trails and roughly estimates the cost to national parks at about $300,000.
In terms of the Western Bypass, it is a longer walk, but it also gives us access to Tunks Creek and a couple of other beautiful creek crossings, some amazing escarpment land, some cliffs and a whole new ecosystem as you journey through. So it is a whole new part of the national park that people don't see now.
David Shoebridge says it was easier for the police to shut down the walk than put the responsibility on the rifle range.
Well, undoubtedly, the police and the National Parks and Wildlife Service don't want to fight with the gun lobby. There's a couple of well-positioned shooters MPs in the New South Wales Upper House. They have a huge amount of political influence and they think that there would be less political resistance if they shut the walk down rather than they try and fix the rifle range up.
Whatever the case is, these walkers will keep campaigning to keep the Benowie track open.
There are beautiful places nearby. I don't have to go to Blue Mountains or to the USA because there's so much beauty so close.
That report by Laura Corrigan.